You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
All the glory be to our King of Kings for this wonderful Anointed Tuesday, having the opportunity to gather here together as a family to pray. As a family of ministers, individuals who have dedicated their hearts to service, uniquely in the area of music and beyond. You are blessed to be here in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, our prayer is centered on ministers who bind up the brokenhearted. Remember yesterday, our blessed Monday of Bethel Encounter, we looked at brokenheartedness. We prayed about brokenheartedness, that the Lord would heal us of every brokenheartedness. Today, we are looking at ministers who bind up the brokenhearted, meaning we now being used as agents of healing towards the brokenhearted. Our theme scripture from the theme Jesus My Deliverer is Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Four key areas of divine visitation by the Spirit of the Lord. Today, looking at the specific area of brokenheartedness, Jesus heals the broken. And as ministers, we work with him through Spirit-led compassion, counsel, and prayer. We work with Jesus. Remember that we don't do the work alone. We do it with him. Before he left, he prayed for his disciples and by extension to all of us. And he does this work with us. That's why he says in Matthew 28, 20, that I'm with you to the end of the age. I'm with you. We are not alone. He is here working with us by the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. He that dwells in us is greater than he that is in the world. So by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are bringing healing to every brokenhearted as ministers in the name of Jesus. We see in Isaiah 61, which we read, specifically the 1b, he had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Effective ministry is not just about platforms, having a million followers or views on YouTube, trending on TikTok, or it's not about platforms. The Lord help us understand that effective ministry is not just about platforms. It is about binding up hearts in homes, counseling rooms, rehearsals, and quiet conversations. We see quiet conversations. Jesus's discussion with Nicodemus, who came in the middle of the night to have this discussion with Jesus. It was a quiet conversation, but there was that impact in the life of Nicodemus. We also find the Samaritan woman at the well. Quiet conversation. Nobody was there, but ministry was delivered mightily. The Lord help us, whether publicly or privately, quietly, to deliver ministry through healing of the brokenhearted in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
binding up hearts in homes. When you are conscious of your YouTube followers more than the neighbor sitting next to you or right next to you, then there's a problem. If you are all about how many people are following me and you discount, even as we learned at last Sunday at Dominion meeting, when we learned about being accountable for our neighbor. Someone is in your office. Someone is in your classroom. A broken-hearted person is in your home. Yet you leave that person unattended to and be talking about the number of followers you have on Facebook. The Lord have mercy. The Lord have mercy. The Lord have mercy. Amen. In scripture, Jesus said, who is my neighbor? There was a man who had been beaten by robbers by the road. This man was abandoned by a priest, abandoned by a Levite. They were more concerned about the multitudes they were going to follow. But look at the ministry of Jesus. In quiet moments, he dealt both at the individual level and at the multitude level. The Lord grant us understanding of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not neglect that opportunity to speak to that individual in your home. Minister the word of God to that individual in your home. It may be your sister. It may be your son. It may be a brother. Let the word of God be ministered through you, bringing healing to that broken-hearted soul on your street. Wherever you are, it cannot be done without the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we are here to pray. That's why we are not just learning the word, but we are here to pray that the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. We are praying our first prayer. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. There are people in your department who are not having it that easy. Don't neglect them. Pray for them. We ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. As for me, dear, I like my things this way. As for me, dear, I don't like any distraction. Be distracted to pray for someone in the mighty name of Jesus. Be impactful wherever you are. If you are handling a department, don't neglect the weak. Bear them up in prayer. Father in heaven, give me a strong yet gentle heart that carries the infirmities of the weak with love in Jesus' name. Let's begin to pray this prayer. Kabarabaya Shabaya Kebedebe Shamayan Yando, strengthen my heart, and yet make my heart gentle, Lord, not to neglect the weak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give me a strong yet gentle heart that carries the infirmities of the weak with love. In Jesus' name. Shake bedebea, dodododo boze bedebea, kabadaba, ramamaya, kedeye bedebea, kebedebe, shebedebea, badabaya, kabadabaya, nedeabaya, nedeabadabaya, nedeabaya, 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 strong, In the mighty name of Jesus. That rehearsal is like a maternity ward. You see that, oh, it's just a rehearsal. It's like a maternity ward. You ought to be gentle as a nurse, as a midwife, bringing out that baby, that talent, that potential, and yet not killing the mother or baby out of harshness, not destroying the gift, nor destroying the vessel out of harshness. Strong but gentle. Strong but gentle. You are strong-hearted not to give up, but at the same time, you are gentle to nurse those people into greatness in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. To bring out that gift and sharpen it to the glory of God.
Amen.
So I pray that the Lord open your eyes to see things from his kingdom perspective and not what everybody sees things as. We are praying our second prayer. Who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We are comforted of God by that we comfort others. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. Father in heaven, use every tribulation you delivered me from to equip me to comfort others in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice, and even as you look at the prayers on your screen and the scripture, begin to pray. Every tribulation you have delivered me from, let it be a testimony to comfort others in the name of Jesus. As your word says, that comfort ye in Zion. Use every tribulation that you have brought me out of to be a testimony of comfort to others in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, use us as agents of comfort in the name of Jesus. We are praying our third and last prayer. Father in heaven, make me more like Jesus. We are praying from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. The Lord help us to be agents of comfort to those who come into the ministry brokenhearted, that we won't break them further, but we'll rather be agents of comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. That we don't break the bruised reed. We are praying that, Father in heaven, make me more like Jesus, tender and gentle in dealing with every situation in Jesus' mighty name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer. Jesus.
By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, cause me to be gentle in dealing with situations, tender and gentle. Begin to thank the Lord, 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 for He has helped me.
Thank you that you have counted on these. Lord Jesus, thank you for your prayer and joy, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give me strength and your gentle heart that God carries the infirmities of the weak with love. In Jesus' name, thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you entered the church, entered a ministry, and you got broken further. But those that you looked up to for comfort. But today you have heard us pray. You have heard about Jesus binding up the brokenhearted. If you would open up your heart and let the Lord Jesus come into your heart, He will make you an agent of mending the brokenhearted. He will heal your soul. You need to forgive anybody who has hurt you. But first, opening up your heart to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come into your life and grant you the grace to forgive and live a life that becomes exemplary even to others. So just say the short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, please, I come before you. Have mercy upon me. I am a sinner. I bring my heart and my entire life before you. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent of each and every one of them. And I turn to you, the Son of the living God, who has the power to save me. Please save me, Lord, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you from this day. You are my King and my Lord forever, and I thank you that by confessing and believing, I am born again in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. We give you all the thanks for this time in your presence and for the change you are wrought in us in this time of waiting in prayer every afternoon. So we want to lift up this song to the Lord. King of glory, King of peace, I will love thee, and that love may never cease. I will granted.
prepared me. Amen. If you gave your life to Christ in the service by saying the prayer, please contact us by our email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us 2026-0090-90. God richly bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.